In this video, you will learn how to invest in physical gold and silver, which are the best places for gold and silver storage, and we will give you also a forecast on the future pricing of gold, the future quotation on gold, what will happen with the pricing of gold. All this information, you will receive it in this video. Stay tuned.
Caputo and Partners, SwissBankingLawyers.com. We fight for your money.
Thank you, Olivier, for being with us today. I'm very glad. Olivier is one Swiss asset manager who is specialized in gold. He's a gold specialist. So I'm very happy that this best-in-class asset manager is here with us today, answering all of our questions about gold. So how to invest in gold? What are the best ways to invest in gold, to be on the safe side? Which jurisdictions should you prefer? What kind of gold investments do you advise your clients to buy? Tell us a little bit about your gold investment experiences and about also including then at the end the forecast, giving us also a forecast about the future pricing, because the potential of gold is not limited, is illimited according to what you told me before. But I want to hear it from you. What is your advice about gold?
Well, Enzo, thank you first for inviting me to your show. Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
There are a lot of questions at the same time. First of all, gold is an asset class. And it is a currency.
Gold is a
currency. That's absolutely true. Gold is available in very limited quantities. It's hard to extract. It is costly. So it has an intrinsic value and always had in the last 4,000 years.
How much gold there is on the world, on the planet?
Well, I heard that if you put all the gold bars which have ever been melted and put together, it would be not more than a big room full of gold. It is very heavy, of course, but it doesn't take much volume.
Yeah.
So it is extremely concentrated.
Yeah.
Now, you can hold gold in gold bars, 1 kilo, 500 grams, 12.5 kilos.
12.5 kilos, not the movie
the
bars.
Big ones,
you know,
we absolutely.
See the movie, 12.5 kilo bars, yeah.
Right. It is relatively easy to buy and sell. There's a liquid market for that. You can also think of buying coins, gold coins, either old historic gold coins from the Romans,
very
but then you are rather a collector.
No.
If you really go for the gold as the means as an investment,
yeah,
then you probably will invest more into 1 ounce gold coins like the Kruger Rand from
the
South Africa,
or
the Maple Leaf in Canada, the Eagle in America, and so on. These gold coins can very easily be hoarded. You can keep it at home or in a safe, in your safe, whatever. You can transport it. That's very easy. It is relatively easy to sell, but again, not as easy as a standard gold bar. A gold bar
so where
is something
to buy,
standardized.
Where to buy? Where is the best place to buy? In Switzerland is an important place for the
yes.
gold market. Switzerland is very important for the gold market. But where
definitely.
To buy gold and where to organize the gold storage? Is Switzerland a good country, a good place for gold
well,
storage?
You know,
or
Swiss banks have a very, very strong reputation as
yeah.
being solid, and most of the banks have their vaults where you can keep in one of these vaults your gold bars or gold coins or jewelry, by the way, or whatever you
box,
want.
A safety box.
Yeah. What is important is that even if the bank might have problems or is in trouble, this compartment is yours. You own the content and the bank is not your debtor.
So you can take out
yes.
of the bankruptcy
yes.
mass, you can exclude
That is totally excluded from the bankruptcy mass.
Excellent.
And this is very, very important. You can, of course, also buy an ETF on gold. The problem with an exchange-traded fund, which is very liquid, by the way, it's very, very good, but you need to be sure that the exchange-traded fund is backed by physical gold. Otherwise, you just buy paper, and then it's probably not
and
even
how
worth.
Can you make sure? How can you make sure that the certificate is really backed by physical gold?
Well, there are not that many exchange-traded funds. And if you go on the internet, you will see that in America, certain exchange-traded funds are not fully backed by gold. In Switzerland, there is one very big one. And I won't mention which bank actually issued it. Which is really backed by gold one-to-one. And the interesting question is actually that should times push you to get the gold out of this exchange-traded fund, you can go to the bank and ask for physical delivery against your certificates which you hold. That is quite unique.
So and you go there to the bank and you ask physical delivery. You
Absolutely.
Can take out your gold and then you put it in a private vault, for example.
It is not for 100 grams. You need about 12.5 kilograms. So it's a certain amount. But still, if you are an investor, an international investor with widely diversified funds, this is something you can do. You can hoard your
gold. What do you
gold.
Think about metal accounts, so-called metal accounts? Is this a good idea or a bad idea? I hear, you know, these metal accounts.
Well, the metal accounts are accounts. That means it's like with cash.
So you don't own the gold, really?
You don't own the gold. Actually, the bank owes you the gold or the equivalent in
gold.
So
it's only a promise. You buy a promise. You buy a promise of
the bank.
So be careful with metal accounts.
If the bank goes belly up, you can say goodbye to your claim. The same if you have $1 million on a bank account and the bank goes belly up, then, of course, you cannot do much. The bank cannot remorse.
But with the shares, this will never happen because the shares are protected. You can take out the shares out of the bankruptcy mass. You can exclude the shares of the bankruptcy mass and take it to you. It will not fall in the bankruptcy mass. It will not fall at disposition of the creditors of the bank.
Very important, very important. To minimize your risk, don't put too much cash in banks. Even thinking that Swiss banks are very solid and so on, just remember the last financial crisis, the very big universal banks, which do also commercial activities, investment banking activities, were in trouble and they had to be bailed out. So be careful with cash. I think it is much better to own securities. You can own government bonds, you can own stocks, but these will always be yours. The bank merely holds them as a custodian. That's very different.
Huge difference, huge difference. I advise my clients to hold gold in private safety box. So they go somewhere, not in the bank, they go somewhere in private companies offering private vault services. They rent a private vault for maybe $1,000 a year or something like that, depends on the dimension of the safety box. They buy the gold, the physical gold, also other precious metals or whatever, or family jewelries or whatever, and they put it there in the safe deposit box. And they have always access, direct access to the safe deposit box. There are many, many companies here offering this. And my advice to international clientele, I would advise you to not have all your assets in your home country. Let's say you live in the States or you live in Argentina or wherever you live, you should not have all your assets. If you are an international businessman, you should not have all your assets in the country where you live because something can happen. You can be involved in a procedure. You can be involved as an innocent person in a legal procedure. And then the first measure the judge will do is freezing the money, freezing the account. So you will be more than happy. And I saw this in my career. You will be more than happy if you know, I have some money offshore. I have some money in Switzerland. Even if my money is blocked in my home country, I have some money in Switzerland, which I can pay salaries. And with this money, I can do what I want. I can pay my lawyer, my defense. whatever I have to pay, you know, I have access to money, because in my home country, everything is frozen. You know, I saw people who went bankrupt because of that. After a half year of investigation, it came out that they were innocent, completely innocent people, lost a fortune. The government will never compensate you. This is your own risk. So to avoid this risk, it's always a good idea to have an exit strategy and to have an offshore bank account or a private vault in Switzerland to have assets outside of your country of residence.
Enzo, you mentioned gold in general. We talked now about physical gold.
Yeah.
I would like to mention also gold mining companies.
Oh, very interesting.
Because in a way, you have to extract more gold. And there are a few companies who have been specializing in extraction of gold. And the interesting thing is, first of all, these companies are mostly in Canada, America, or Australia.
Australia.
Which means in secure jurisdictions. And they mine in a variety of countries all over the world. But the safest, obviously, is Canada, the United States, and Latin America.
But this is considered as risk investments, these mine shares, these mine stocks.
Well,
what is the advice you can give to an investor to select the good shares and the bad shares? So what kind of mining stocks should be avoided and mining stocks you should buy?
First of all, you have to be aware that there is a kind of a leverage when you buy mining stocks. Let's say physical gold goes up 10%. Your mining stocks, on average, will go up about 30%. So about three times, 2.5 to 3 times more. The thing is also, when gold goes down, the leverage goes the other way.
The other way, yeah.
So when you are in a situation like now, where gold has much more potential upside, you should probably invest part of your money into gold miners. You can into very big companies like Newmont or Barrick, but there are a big variety of mid-sized gold companies with very, very good, profitable mines. What is important is that these companies are not too much indebted, that they have a remaining lifetime for their mines, which is comfortable, so over 10 years, if possible, and that they mine a certain amount of ounces per annum.
Uh-huh.
If you are a 1 million ounce gold mine, then you are one of the big ones. If you produce 100,000 or more, you are in the mid-tier. But if you are not yet mining anything, then you're still in an exploration stage. And there, of course, you have much more risk. Also more potential, but more risk.
More risk also.
Which means that you would have also, as I said before, you need a diversification. You need some of the
so
big ones.
So diversification is absolutely key. And how you estimate the potential in the gold price? What would happen with the gold price? It will skyrocket, it will be more skyrocketing, or what do you think? Or we are on the limit, or what is your...
I think we will see the last highs, which date back to about 2012, which was just over $1,900 per ounce.
Yeah.
We're about $300 below. So that's the first step. I think we're going to see that. Afterwards, I think that we will see higher gold prices. Why? Because I believe that the current situation with the huge indebtedness of countries, of corporations, and of private people is such that you will have at one point a credit crisis. And then I think gold is most probably the best hedge, maybe together with the Swiss franc, against any downturn. So yes, I would say the possibilities of seeing much higher gold prices is real.
Thank you very much. And how big is the percentage of gold of the portfolio you advise your clients to buy? This is 20%, 30%, 40%. This depends obviously from client to client, but in general, what is the most frequent percentage of gold percentage?
We've been increasing gold holdings. We still increase. And it's a mix between physical gold and gold mining funds or gold mining stocks. I would say about 10% is probably a minimum in today's
time. Minimum 10%.
But I would push for a better protection going higher. You could also include silver. We haven't talked about silver, but silver is a precious metal. Silver is an industrial metal
but it's a precious metal
for the jewelry industry, and it has an intrinsic value. And the gap between the gold price and the silver price has been widening, which is not natural. I think the silver price has even a better potential to recover and get to higher levels.
Wow, very interesting, very interesting. But you have storage expenses, huh? You have silver. The volume is quite bigger than gold, so
yes.
You have to spend more money for the storage.
I would not hold silver necessarily physically. For that, gold is much easier. But I would buy silver-producing stocks. There are companies. Which operate in Canada or in Mexico, which are registered in Canada, for example, which are extremely interesting to hold.
But for a speculative investor or for a conservative investor?
I think even for a conservative investor, you buy the bigger companies. To name one, Pan American Silver, for example. It has been created in the 1990s. This is a very solid and seriously well-managed company. Yes, I would say something like this, that you could put in your portfolio.
Thank you very much. So to give a summary, gold is part of every portfolio. Gold is so important, especially now in this time. Gold should be in every portfolio. And there is this hedge fund guy in Germany telling, you know, third gold, third real estate, third share. And this guy is not wrong. He's not wrong with that. Obviously, you have to tailor-made this strategy to the needs and expectation of each single client. But to do that, we have an external asset manager like Olivier, and he will speak with the client first. This is asset manager always discussing with the clients and act in his best interest. Thank you, Olivier, for being with us today. It was a pleasure to me. Thank you for your time. See you in the next video.